storm. Then the south wind began to blow, and they thought that they had gained their purpose. They weighed anchor and sailed along the island of Crete. But a little later, a strong wind called the Northeaster swept down on them from across the island. As we had not eaten for days, Paul stood up among them and said, "Friends, if you had followed my advice when I told you not to set sail from Crete, we would not be in such danger now, and we could have avoided this loss. But now I invite you to regain courage, for no one among you shall die. Only the ship shall be destroyed." But they struck a sandbank, and the ship ran aground. The bow stuck and was immovable, while the stern was broken up by the violent waves. The soldiers then planned to kill the prisoners for fear that some of them might escape by swimming. But the captain, who wished to save Paul, did not allow them to do this. He ordered those who knew how to swim to be the first to jump into the water and head for the shore, and the rest to hold on to planks or pieces of the ship. So all of us reached land, safe and sound.